obviously you don't remember that time, but what have you heard about what was going on with you when that was happening?
So yeah, like you said, I have no memory, but my family talks about it a lot. So essentially, my parents sort of heard some funny sounds in my baby monitor and came to check on me, and I was having a seizure. So I was taken to the hospital, and I had encephalitis, so I had a viral infection in my brain, and that is what caused me to have a stroke. So the first morning when I woke up, I was totally fine, and then I had another seizure the next day, and then I was put in my induced coma, which was pretty stressful for my family. They didn't know what was going to happen when I came out of my coma. Yeah. But I did, which was awesome. And right away I could speak and talk to my family. They asked me a couple of questions about my babysitter and my favorite snacks and things like that, and I could answer, which was awesome, but I couldn't use my right side. So all the things that I had learned sort of as a year and a half year old child, I couldn't do anymore. I couldn't sit or stand or play or do any of those things. So it was scary for my family because they didn't know how far I would come. And initially I was connected with SickKids in Toronto to do sort of my immediate follow-up work. But sort of, I think between 4 and 6 months after I left the hospital, I was connected with Kids Ability for longer term rehab work.
Yeah. So how long did you go to Kids Ability?
I think from when I was 2 until I was about 5, and I saw an occupational therapist and a physiotherapist there regularly, like once a week.
So you do have some memories of being a child and going to Kids
Ability.
Totally,
yeah.
What was that like?
I have my like most vivid memory is I think I was practicing just sort of fine motor skills generally. I remember using bingo dabbers a lot. Like, you remember those ones? Yeah, well, I guess they still have them in bingo halls. And I think I was like practicing my aim. I'm not really sure what was happening, but I have vivid memories of bingo dabber usage. And I was at Kids Ability before this all, my connection as Miss O started about a year ago for a meeting with a belonging group in KW. And as soon as I walked in the front doors, I was totally flooded. I hadn't been back since I was a kid and was there for my own purposes. So it was kind of neat to come back.
Yeah. Sensory and memory overload walking in the doors.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was really cool. Yeah.
Wow. So you're like, it's all turned around like 100% for you.
Almost. Yeah. Like I stopped going to Kids Ability, that was kind of it for me, mm-hmm. rehab wise and I today have trouble with my right side is not nearly as strong as my left side, so fine motor wise, like, I type with one hand and do most things with just my left side, but I can drive and do all the things I need to do to be the person that I want to be, so it doesn't hold me back.
You've been to Mount Everest.
I have. I totally have.
What was that?
So I took a course through the University of Waterloo. We studied Mount Everest, the region, for a term, and then we traveled there as a group. So there were 17 of us from the university. And it was a pretty phenomenal experience. I actually saw, I checked in with a physician before I left because I didn't know if my history of stroke would be sort of a risk factor for me when I traveled. And I actually, from one person, got the feedback like, no, do not go. It's not safe for you. It's not something that you should be doing. So I almost didn't go because of it. I didn't really anticipate that my stroke and my experiences would impact my trip that much. But anyways, I sought other opinions and decided to go anyways. And it was interesting for me. I wasn't affected by the altitude, which was really strange. Most of my classmates were, and I had no altitude-related illness, which was strange. But just sort of my balance challenges I encountered a number of times, but otherwise it was a pretty great experience.
So you've been to Mount Everest, you're Miss Oktoberfest, yeah. You're in school.
I am in school, yeah. That too. Yeah, so I'm a recreation therapy student at the University of Waterloo. And actually, I think they'd probably prefer I say that therapeutic recreation. So it's been neat for me to study how to make leisure experiences accessible to people who have specific needs, because I can look at it from a really critical point of view because I was in that position. So somehow I have fit, some traveling and a whole bunch of hours as Miss Oktoberfest into my last year of my schooling. And it's given it a little bit more depth, I think.
What would you tell people about Kids Ability?
For me, Kids Ability helped me to modify all the tools I needed to be a child. So some of the things that I could do when I had my stroke, or some of the things that my friends could do after my stroke as I was growing up, I wasn't able to do as quickly. But Kids Ability helped me with that. So I had a tricycle that was modified by some of the professionals at Kids Ability, and it helped me to be able to ride my bike around my community with my friends. And I mean, long term, they gave me a whole bunch of functional skills that I use every day. But I think the biggest piece, because I was so young and because the children that access those services are always so young, is that it really empowered my parents and my family to know that I could do whatever I wanted to do. So through their connections that they made through the organization, they learned that they could be supportive of me because I can do the things that I want to do.